Okay, it's 8:30 on the clock, and we will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, April 12, 2017. The Elbins Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Tiemann, and Bauman will be gone all day. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. Plug it in. 6-0 in favor as soon as we change Bauman's there.
Yeah.
Oh. He changed it. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. I'm not seeing anybody other than Annette here. So. Annette, Patty said she was going to be gone, so you'd be here today. So
all we have is we have a news release out that personal property is due May 1st. If they don't have it in by then they start to incur a 10% penalty. We did receive from the state, I'm just going to mention it, that we are in compliance with our values. So we have them in the office if anybody wants to see them, or you can go on the Department of Revenue website too.
Get them. Right. Patty came to our committee meetings Monday morning, and she was relieved or happy or both
yes.
that Turk did okay. The valuations were set at.
Yep.
Or whatever, so.
We got a notice of it about, I don't know, 4:45 on Friday, so.
On Friday, so, yeah. She, I think, relieved as much as anything she seemed like, so
yeah.
She was happy.
Yep.
That, she had some concerns that if they would be adequate to pass or whatever, so.
Yeah, questioning that ag land, so. We're good.
Personal property, and I don't know, I think also the legislature passed last year or the year before that the first 10,000 would be exempt this year.
If they get it in on time.
If they get it in on time, and that's why I wanted to bring it up. If they don't, there's not only a 10% penalty, but they also lose that exemption
right.
if they don't get their personal property statement back in by May 1st.
Right. You know, and if they're still dealing with taxes or something, all they got to do is just bring that in and sign it as long as it's in our office,
okay.
You know, by May 1st. So they can always bring the other information in later.
But. Later. So come in and work or get the piece of paper back signed. So
that's right, yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Protests are due by...
We got to send them out first.
What protests? They're not going to have anything.
I don't think we'll have any protests this year.
The month of June is the time to protest.
Don't get the cart ahead of the horse. They don't even have them yet. So.
No.
Jeez Louise, I sat in your neck of the woods the other day, and three people came up and asked.
Asked when the protests were due, really?
I said, I think it's in June, but I couldn't remember for sure. So
month of June. Well,
the valuation notices will be sent out sometime late May.
June 1st.
By June 1st.
Send them June 1st. So, yeah.
Well, you send them June 1st. Okay.
North part of the county. I mean, I tell you what.
Everybody up north told me they were really happy.
Like residences? Or
several of them. Shirley's. And
I guess somebody breaks this year. It's ridiculous.
It was recorded, I think.
It's recorded. Anything else?
Thank you for all you guys do.
Yep.
You have a lot of hard work and a lot of pressure, and we're very appreciative of everything you do for the people of our county. And I hope most people understand how hard your job is and the laws you deal with and you have to conform to make sure things are right.
Well, I think the trouble is a lot of them don't understand the process of it.
So. They don't. Most people who make policy don't understand the process.
Well, I didn't until I started working here, so...
Well, we appreciate you very much.
That might be a quote.
Yeah, that we could put that in the paper headline. Denny Byers says most people that make policy don't understand.
That's a very good idea. I think that should be recorded.
We'll be hearing that on the radio today.
Yeah. Just because you speak the truth, Denny. Why,
yes,
you know,
absolutely. The truth hurts sometimes.
Sometimes it hurts. if you were referring to this side of the room when you made that comment.
I think it was some other room. I'm not sure
other room.
Exactly
okay.
Which one, but I could name it.
Oh, no, you could. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
John's wearing stripes today, so he's not in that group.
I'm out of it.
You're out of it. Okay, we'll adjourn at 8:35.